From NPR News, it's day to day. Back to election news now. The battle of Ohio is over and the Democrats have won in a remarkable turnaround. Democrats captured the governor's seat and reclaimed a U.S. Senate seat. It brought years of Republican rule in the state to an end. NPR's Cheryl Corley has this report.
Is it time to turn around Ohio?
A boisterous celebration for Ohio Democrats and a new color for the state. Call it purple, a mix of red and blue in the color lexicon of today's politics. But Democrats will be dominant here. Representative Ted Strickland broke a 16-year Republican lock on the governor's office, and Representative Sherrod Brown will be going to the U.S. Senate.
The middle class won. You and you and you, all of us together, today have helped to change our country.
There'd been considerable anxiety here for months about just what would happen on Election Day. 2 years ago, there were a myriad of voting problems, including long lines, equipment failures, and charges of voter intimidation. Yesterday, there was plenty of scrutiny. Poll watchers and monitors were seemingly everywhere. At some polling places, people in bright green vests, emblazoned with the phrase, "You have the right to vote," handed out leaflets. And with new voter ID requirements and new voting machines in place, Ohio polling places got lots of attention.
Right now I just got a tape from one of our runners who shot a report.
John Ennis led a crew of young videographers documenting problems at polling places. The Ohio operation for VideoTheVote.org was run from a tiny inner-city Columbus church, but was so sophisticated that within minutes, Ennis's crew had videos they shot uploaded on YouTube.
Watch. The point is to get it online the same day so that election protection attorneys, media, other people who might vote in that area can still have a chance to do something about it that day, either get more voting machines there, make sure they're going to the right precinct after all. Attorneys can go to court and see if the polls can stay open later.
Democrats did go to court, and a judge kept some polling places in Cleveland open for an extra hour and a half. Ohio Republican Party spokesman John McClellan called that lawsuit frivolous, but acknowledged the Democrats' increased tenacity in getting out the vote.
I think we've both learned from each other. We've learned as a party from some of the things Democrats have done in terms of getting out their vote. They've learned from some of the things that we've done, and it just makes it all the more competitive and all the more fun, especially in a state like Ohio where, you know, it's really a closely divided state among Democrats and Republicans. It becomes a game within a game, so to speak.
But it was certainly no fun for Republican Senator Mike DeWine, who lost his bid for a third term. The war, Ohio's flat economy, and Republican corruption scandals here soured the climate to the extent that DeWine says this was not a year he could win.
It's anecdotal, but this has happened to me time and time again. Happened to us as recently as Saturday. You know, you knock on doors, or you go into a coffee shop, and people look at you and they say, "I really like you. I like what you've done. I think you've been a good United States Senator, but I'm not voting for you this year."
Instead, most who went to the polls here voted for change across the ticket, as Ohio is poised to play a key role again in 2008. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Columbus.